T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, on the surface, leaving out the $4 billion that the rail agency requested seems like a really big deal. Is this a done deal?
It's not a done deal, but it is a big deal. And the fact that they're going to have to make a deal on this is pretty, pretty interesting. You know, Patty, high-speed rail has been a controversial subject in California almost since the day voters approved the idea of a high-speed rail line going from San Francisco down to Los Angeles. One of the more controversial things was the idea of building a section in the middle between Merced and Bakersfield as the first branch of the railroad, and it was called the Road to Nowhere, Railroad to Nowhere. The Trump administration and Republicans have been hammering against, saying it's a waste of time and money, for years. But this is interesting because this time it's the Democrats, California Democrats, Governor Gavin Newsom's own party Democrats, who didn't include more money for the project in this year's budget. What's the play? The play is that Southern California Democrats want to start using some of the $4 billion, as much as they can get their hands on, not to build the main line between San Francisco and Los Angeles, but to enhance their own local transit agencies that might feed into the line if and when it ever gets built. And that's where the tug of war is going. And now the legislature has the money, and they're going to help decide which way it goes.
So where does Gavin Newsom weigh in on all this? How big is he on high-speed rail? I thought he was a big supporter of it in the past.
He is a big supporter of it in the past, but he's also had questions about it in the past. Like a lot of things with Gavin Newsom, it sort of goes back and forth. Which way is it going? But he's going to have to sit down with his own people. Now, we've already used some of the high-speed rails up in the our area, neck of the woods. It helped turn Caltrain in from a diesel operation to an electric train operation, which is going to accommodate high-speed rail if it ever gets to San Jose. That'll be the last leg into San Francisco. But now in Los Angeles, they want theirs. So we're talking about, you know, the feds just recently agreed to give about $1 billion into the project. That'll keep things going. It's employing about 1,100 people up and down the state. So it's a work project in a time when we're talking about infrastructure work. But Patty, you know, so far what we have is a series of partially completed bridges and partially completed tunnels. And the question is, in 20 or 30 years, if somebody's going to be driving through the Central Valley point and saying, what's that? It'll look like something from the either a Roman aqueduct that, you know, is sitting out there like some antique, or some construction project from a third world that never got finished. And meanwhile, the money will go into other things. Remains to be seen. That's what the fight is going on behind the scenes right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.